It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And now.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you, Hail Varsity Roadshow. Friday, we're here at the Ameristar Council Bluffs Casino. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Connor Clark, as we await tip-off. Tip-off move back to 6 p.m. for Nebraska, Texas A&M. We're here at Ameristar Council Bluffs Casino. Remind you about your friends at Penn and what they have for you, a chance at $2,000 with Penn Cash. But think about downloading the Penn Play app, your chance at cash multipliers, and get here to the Sportsbook March Sports Viewing Headquarters right here at Ameristar Council Bluffs Casino. How is the Florida-Colorado game looking for the Hail Varsity Parlay?
Not great. Not bad. Not bad. It's a
high time.
It's a high-scoring game. Colorado went on a bit of a run. They have a 7-point lead as it stands right now.
Still.
But Florida's been hanging around.
Okay.
And I don't know. It was just a couple bad possessions from Florida. They got out of sorts. They called the timeout. They got themselves back into it. 79-72 with 8 minutes left.
Plenty of time for the Fighting Ben Sasses. Okay, Pat Morris checks in. I haven't been this invested in men's basketball in years. Love to see them show the world what they've been missing. GBR, more of your predictions. We'll get to you in the stream. Hail Varsity YouTube is where you can watch the show.
Did we have Florida's coach may have been ejected? Is that what I'm seeing here?
He was upset.
No, he's still there, but it looks like we have a technical. Yeah. Okay. A technical has been called. That's just free throws. I'm not worried about
that's
that.
That's all right. We'll see if the Gators, because you can't cheer for Colorado. Vic has a valid point. Vic in Denver, we miss you, brother. I mean, could it be worse than Big Ten officiating? You've seen the worst a lot of this season. Let's get to the Friday forecast. We have moved it up a segment due to tip-off time, and we welcome in, he's imaginary, he wears red, the infamous Clausburg, part of our Friday forecast. Claus, how you feeling? You got your goggles on.
Well, I'm certainly ready to go for tonight. I've really been enjoying the tournament so far. It was good to see Oakland upset Kentucky last night. Of course, Oakland, the Swedish capital of Nebraska. And then Illinois defeating Morehead State. The worst part about that was the hypocrisy. But
Oh, no.
Not laughing at that one.
Other than that,
that's so bad.
Tournament so far.
The comedic timing with Claus there was impeccable, and I wish it wasn't, because that's not a laughing matter.
No. That's not.
Jesus. Moving on. We should have seen it coming, Schmitty.
Yeah. Who gave Schmitty the Rumplemint shot? This is a bad idea.
No, it's not that. It's Ooh, Nelly. All right, let's get to the games.
We're getting fined after this one.
No, we're fine. Phew. Okay, let's get to James Madison, Wisconsin. -5.5, the Fighting James Madison whatever. What are they called?
Dukes.
The Dukes won at Michigan State to start off the season. Whiskey, -5.5. I'm going to go with Wisconsin outright, 80-67. The Badgers are back, and they are a tough team to deal with. They are going to move on. Elijah.
I have full confidence in the Hail Varsity Radio Parlay. I know the Florida and Colorado pick doesn't look great, but if that one misses, means everything else looks great. I'm going to take Wisconsin to win and cover. Give me the Badgers 70, James Madison 61.
This is going to be a really good game, and I initially had James Madison, but I switched it over to Wisconsin, which pains me because I have a friend who works for the Dukes, but I'm going to go with Wisconsin. They're playing arguably the best basketball of the year again. I'm going to go Scotty 71-65.
Okay, Claus, Wisconsin, or James Madison? What do you think?
Well, these are obviously not two teams that have a whole lot of history and haven't played a lot. So the last time that James Madison had to face up some Redcoats would have been 1812. And I don't think that went particularly well then. And I think Dolly Madison will probably have to run out with a picture of George Washington to keep it from getting burned again tonight. So I'll take Wisconsin 80 and James Madison 71.
We look at a potential future opponent, Nebraska, if they win tonight, move on, and face likely Houston and Longwood. Now, Longwood's a 16 seed. They won the play-in game. But I'm looking at this thing from a line standpoint, 24.5. Houston has had problems scoring, at times. But they are really, really good. They're a one seed for a reason. I think Houston wins, but I think Longwood covers. Give me the Cougars, 68, and Longwood, 51. Not as dominant for Houston, and I like Longwood to cover. Maybe I'm off here. Elijah, what do you think?
I don't hate Longwood to cover. The question to me, I don't think Longwood breaks 50 points tonight. Houston's defense
What's
is that
Houston
good.
What does Houston do offensively?
The question is, what does Houston do offensively? I think they want to make a statement as the one seed. I think they're going to keep that pedal to the metal throughout most of this one. I have Houston winning this one, 74, Longwood 47, a win and cover for Houston.
Connor, what do you say here? Houston by 25, or you like Longwood to cover the number?
Maybe an
outright Longwood upset.
I think Longwood definitely covers, and I think they definitely don't win. But I'm going to go kind of on the same lines as Elijah. Not as big of a margin of victory, but I'm going to go the Cougars 67-49. Their defense is just way too good.
All right. Claus, what do you like here? Houston, the cover, Longwood for maybe even an upset.
Well, Houston has had their ups and downs offensively, but I agree. I think their defense is pretty solid, and I think, as you said, they're number one for a reason. So I think I'm the only one that actually likes Houston to cover Longwood, as all you kids should do out there as well. 77 and Longwood 49.
I was waiting for the up and down punchline. That's the one I thought was coming. As soon as he said it's been up and down, I went, there's a joke coming here. But no, we stayed away from it. Claus did not make me cry laughing. And that is a good thing, actually, in this segment, because we need to get through it.
Carolina, Michigan State, Tar Heels minus 3.5. Well, Junior and Mama are wearing Spartan gear this time of year. Junior's trying to talk us into letting him pick up some girl we've never met for a date tonight.
Oh.
And he's negotiating.
Make sure he covers his Longwood, huh?
Jeez, dude.
Sorry.
Both of you just exposing him on the air. I mean, what is going
that
on?
That wasn't even my fault.
Yeah.
Claus set me up for it. I'm sorry.
Junior. So I said go ahead and have a date, but be home by 10:30 Pacific. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with Michigan State. I'm going to say Michigan State outright. I'll take the 3.5, but I think Michigan State has flipped the switch. Give me Michigan State 70. Give me Carolina 67. Sparty wins a close game as they march on in March. Elijah.
Sparty's been a team that's reinvented, but UNC is a team that I think is headed to the Final Four. That's what I have in my bracket. I'm going to roll with my bracket. I have North Carolina winning this game and covering. Give me North Carolina 74, Michigan State 68.
Okay, you're going with the Tar Heels. They're really talented. They're a one seed. Connor, what happens?
Yeah, Michigan State looked good in their opening round game, but this is essentially a de facto home game for North Carolina. I also think that they're going to be a team flirting with a Final Four. I don't have them in my Final Four, but I have them in my Elite Eight. I think Armando Bacot is going to have a really good day. Michigan State's bigs have been pretty questionable all season long, so I'll go with the Heels 76-69.
Claus, what happens here, Sparty or Carolina?
Well, this would have been a much more exciting matchup probably 30 years ago. I think Michigan State is going to revert. I think North Carolina is going to get to the Final Four. I hope they do, or else I'm going to be stuck being tied with Christopher in the bracket challenge as I am right now. I need North Carolina to move on, and I would have a better joke, but I'm still stuck on the Longwood, just like Elijah probably will be this weekend. So
wow.
I'll say Carolina 75 and Michigan State 71.
We're going to sneak in Oregon. Creighton will roll over Nebraska A&M into the 40 segment. The Dana Altman Bowl, and Creighton looked impressive. Oregon was fantastic. They are still hot. Fresh off that Pac-12 title run. Creighton's favored by 5.5. Creighton's as good a team as there is in this tournament when we talk about their size down low and with Kalkbrenner and how good he is at rim protection and getting you an efficient scoring paint presence. And then the three-point assassins around the arc with Trey driving. I mean, it's Creighton's big time. But if anyone knows how to take down Creighton, it's probably Dana Altman, and Oregon's very athletic. They've got some nice transfers. I'm going to keep with my 11 seed pick to the Sweet 16. Give me Oregon 79-78. They win outright against Creighton. I like Oregon to move on. Elijah.
I've said it a couple times. I think this Creighton team, when they're on, when they're clicking, can go win the national championship this year. The problem is they haven't been clicking, firing all cylinders in very many games this season. I think Creighton wins this one, but I think Oregon really gives them a run for their money. I have Creighton to win, but Oregon to cover. 80-77, the Blue Jays advance barely.
Connor, what happens here, Oregon or Creighton?
Yeah, this is going to be a tight one. Oregon's playing really, really good basketball right now, and as you mentioned, it's the Dana Altman Bowl. I think Creighton still continues a good shooting night. I don't think they've hit that lull just yet. I have them beating Oregon in my bracket, so I'll pick them to beat Oregon here, but I think it'll be a tight one. I'm going to go Creighton 80 and Oregon 77.
Klaus, what say you, Oregon or Creighton minus 5.5 Jays?
Well, this is a tough one because obviously I cannot stand Creighton University and all it stands for. But on the other side, we've got, when I think about Oregon, I think about Dana Altman, and I think about that haircut, which I think should be classified as a war crime. So. But I suppose at the end of the day, Dana could go to Sport Clips, and Creighton will still have their sweater vest surgically attached to them. So I'll take Oregon 73 and Creighton 68.
Schmitty almost spit his water everywhere.
Oh, that was bad. Bad timing on my part. Claus, can you hang on for 5 minutes on the other side for Nebraska A&M?
Okay.
There he is, the infamous Claus Burn. He's imaginary. He wears red. As we got some Husker fans ready to pull the trigger here on the big red A&M bet here. We're at Ameristar Council Bluffs Casino. Roadshow Friday. Excited to be up here. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Connor Clark. And make sure you get on down to Ameristar Council Bluffs Casino and get that Penn Play app downloaded today. Quick timeout. We'll wind down the forecast here. Nebraska A&M next with Clausburn on Hail Varsity.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you, Hail Varsity Radio. We're powered by Cornhead Lager. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Connor Clark. We'll resume the Friday forecast, letting you know we're here at Ameristar Council Bluffs Casino. A lot of Nebraska fans at Beale Street in Memphis finding their way into the Forum. Many of you finding your way here to Council Bluffs at Ameristar and picking the Big Red or just enjoying your March Madness. So a reminder about your friends at Penn Gaming here and the Penn Cash Multiplier, your chance to win some instant cash games, instant win games for you. So this is going to be a big-time night. The excitement, the energy has risen. Great stuff from Jeff Smith. Wonderful stuff from Bill Dolman. Bill Hooks live on Beale Street to get the show kicked off as we will resume the Friday forecast right now. And things have flipped as Nebraska was favored by as many as 3.5. That dipped to Nebraska minus 1.5. And now A&M is favored by 1. Our parlay is going down in flames. I'm glad you
really
two,
is.
Elijah and Connor, said, dude, Florida money line's brilliant.
Hey. Let's also note, this isn't on me, because Connor also talked me out of picking Oakland in my bracket, so I'm fully blaming it on Connor.
You should have done Iowa State over Washington
like
State.
Like, your bracket was going to be perfect anyway.
Yeah.
We're gonna point the finger. It's okay, not the thumb.
This show is falling apart.
I blame the big shiny thing behind Schmitty. That's what I blame.
Cash.
Yes.
Okay. As Dolman thought, we were at a juice bar.
we could go after.
I just like, let's make some more decisions.
Hey,
great place to watch the game.
Sure. So let's get into Nebraska at A&M. A&M minus one. I hate to do this, but I'm going to do this. Texas A&M. 86. Nebraska 79. Elijah.
Oh, you're just going to leave it at that? No further analysis?
Tough three-point shooting, too many offensive rebounds, and Nebraska just doesn't have an answer for the dribble drive to the rim. I'm sorry. May God have mercy on my soul.
Okay, I'll jump in here and say I really think the difference in this game can be the amount of Husker fans that are traveling to Memphis and showing up. It's going to feel like something of a Nebraska home game based on all the reports we're seeing out there. I think if you hit a couple of shots early, if you get some things going your way early, this fan support can lead you across the finish line. At times when they're on to 64, it's about surviving. I think Nebraska, with their experience, I think with the fan support, has enough to survive. I'm going to take Nebraska to win this one 78-67. They advance to play Houston on Sunday.
Connor, what say you, Nebraska or A&M?
This is as nervous I've been for a basketball game in quite some time. Obviously, the stakes are high. The rebounding favors A&M. The three-point shooting favors Nebraska. The defense, that will be up for debate. It's probably a jump ball right now, no pun intended, between these two teams. But I think, and I kind of agree with Elijah here, I think the amount of red in the stands is going to make a difference in this game. So I'm going to take Nebraska to win their first ever NCAA tournament game. It will be tight. A&M will have their runs. Nebraska will have their runs. It will be an emotional roller coaster for everybody wearing scarlet and cream here this evening. But give me Nebraska in a tight one, 75-71 over the Aggies.
Just to report from our friend Robin Washington, officials tonight, Jeb Hartness, Rick Crawford, and Jeff Anderson. Anderson's the same ref who waved to the Nebraska crowd as the officials left the court at halftime at PBA this year.
I don't hate
Yes, that guy's a clown.
I don't hate the crew.
Okay.
I think it's nice to have one guy that has Nebraska experience, despite the fact it's Jeffrey Anderson.
Give me two officials and no Jeffrey Anderson tonight. Claus, put an end to it. Put a bow on it. Nebraska A&M tonight. A&M minus one. What happens?
Well, you know, last week we had some discussions about Texas A&M on account of the news that came out. And I said something to the effect of I thought it's pretty easy to get recruited into a cult, so I couldn't blame Trev. And I felt like Elijah sort of took exception to my comparison. But let me just point out some ways they're like a cult. You have to show up and sing the right songs, and you have to revere a dog, and you can't walk on the grass. I mean that very seriously. If you go to College Station and you walk on the grass, you will absolutely get screamed at by a member of the Corps of Cadets, because they say it is an honor, it is a monument of sorts to the Aggie War Dead. Now, that got me thinking, of course, boys, that many football programs, many universities built these large, grandiose stadiums and called them War Memorial Stadium. Nebraska did that. Kansas did that. Indiana did that. Even Texas did that. But then the school of Texas A&M that cosplays as a military academy said, hey, Aggie War Dead, hope you like grass. We would have named you named a stadium, dedicated a stadium after you, but we had to go ahead and we promised the guy who plays a lot of Grand Theft Auto and drinks a lot of Monster in between bouts of being good to himself. So my point is this: the Aggie cult will not be able to overcome the Big Red Spirit in Memphis. and they won't be able to do it in Portland later on tonight either. So the men are going to win for Nebraska 79-70, and the ladies are probably going to win 100-2.
Claus is on it. Claus, enjoy the ball game and get your red face paint on. Maybe it's already there. And are you rocking the Tominaga, the Rink, the Bryce, or the Alec jersey tonight? Maybe you're dressed up as a mayor. I don't know.
Well, I've certainly got the Tominaga jersey on, and, of course, a smart, dashing red blazer, as always.
I love it.
Love it.
There he is, Clausburn. Claus will holler next week for some Sweet 16. How's that sound?
Okay.
There he goes, Clausburn. He is imaginary. He wears red. And he says Nebraska 79-70 over A&M for the men's. It tips off here at about 12 minutes. The women will win 100-2.
That's in scores by 90.
In Corvallis. That'll be big time as we wind down a Friday road show with Hail Varsity.
This Yale-Auburn game, too, is awesome. Yale's up 73-72 right now.
Oh, goodness.
The SEC is just a nightmare this season. As many teams as they got in, as good as they're supposed to be, they are crapping the bed.
Yale was a 14-point underdog.
I know. Yale had hit a miracle shot to get in.
Well, it's a good thing that Nebraska is playing an SEC opponent based on the trend.
Well, the trend is what it is. And then there's the Husker PTSD. I had to pick against the Big Red. It's not that I want to do it. I just got to see it to believe it. And I've seen it a lot at PBA, and I know it's PBA East on Beale Street. Tom Chattel tweeting out that what, air quote, neutral site do they claim for the NCAA tournament, because Nebraska is absolutely locked in. We'll wind it down. We'll get you sent off to tip. Nebraska at A&M.
And don't look now. Florida down four with a minute 15 left.
You keep hitting threes, Gators. Keep our Hail Varsity Penn Parlay alive. Man, I hold on to $20 too tight. We'll wind it down from Ameristar. It's Hail Varsity powered by Cornhead Lager.